Continuing high school football coverage, joined by head coach Eric Kluver. Indianola football defeats Des Moines North 69-18 in the season finale. Coach, it was, you knew North was going to be a hard team to kind of, they play a little backyard football. They spread everybody out. They like to throw it deep. They like to do a lot of quarterback scrambles, and that was hard to adjust to early on.
Yeah, that's, we knew that was what they wanted to do. Great athlete back there, and was it a matter of, you know, where we're going to leverage him and be able to make tackles. And at times we did a really good job, and at times we didn't do so good of a job. So they were able to make a few plays on us, which wasn't planned, but that's how the game ended.
Bo Blake getting his first start at quarterback certainly wasn't planned for tonight. We hope Asher's feeling okay. But Bo gets the start and a little learn on the job a little bit early on, but then kind of settled into the role and ended up throwing three touchdowns on the day.
Yeah, did a great job in the situation he's put in. He's very capable. He has a lot of arm talent. But the one thing that he doesn't get is all those reps with those guys. We may sprinkle a couple, two, three reps in here and there during a varsity practice, but he doesn't get those snaps and that consistency. And you could tell with some snaps and mesh points and some things were off, but he's very capable. He did a great job tonight. Not an easy situation, and he really throws the ball nicely.
He really does as well. I think I had him for 192 yards and three touchdowns on the day. Jake Pontier, six touchdowns, five rushing, one receiving. You know he's capable of that type of day, but a nice send-off for your senior tailback that's been the focal point of the offense for the last couple of years.
Yes, he has been our focal point, and Jake's a great young man and has done so much for this program. And, you know, we were able to give him some running lanes tonight and the nice reception, which was thrown perfectly and caught and executed very well. So very proud of Jake and can't thank him enough for everything he's done for this football program.
I know this was a tough send-off for the seniors as they fought really hard all season long, and the breaks just didn't go their way a lot of the times when they needed them to, but these guys fought all the way to the very end, and I believe that senior class of 23 ends their regular season with a win.
Yeah, 20 seniors that have worked really hard and given everything that they had to this program. The season definitely didn't go the way we wanted it to, but they continued to work hard and come back to work and did everything that we asked them to do. And, you know, a lot of things happened throughout the season, and, you know, we needed to make some things happen and in critical situations, especially late in games, and we just weren't able to do that. And this is a really good football team, just really proud of them and really going to miss those 20 seniors.
I know looking back, big picture on this season isn't easy, but you look for the positives with all these injuries. You got a lot of guys into the game. And that's something to build on, as these guys won't have to learn on the fly in camp. They'll have a lot of those younger guys will have those game reps. You probably didn't want to be in that situation, but now you have to try and use it for next year.
Yeah, I guess you try to find a positive with all the injuries that we've had this year, and just have never had a season like it before as far as injuries go. And hopefully we use them all up this year, because that's tough. We had a really good football team that had, you know, a great opportunity, and just we came up short, and a lot of that had to do with the injuries. And but once again, those younger guys stepped up. A lot of guys in different roles, and they were willing to do that and learn and do the best they could. And so really proud of them.
I know the offense went through a couple iterations. You had to learn how to throw deep at times. I know Asher didn't get to play tonight, not feeling very well, but I think you saw the building blocks of some skill position guys on the offensive side, where obviously day one of the season against Urbandale compared to even last week at ADM look completely different. And again, a lot of foundations there on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah, a lot of skill players coming back. And, you know, obviously the quarterback positions and at wideout, we lose a great back in Jake Pontier, but we feel like we got some young talent that could fill that void. And I think the biggest concern, if we're thinking about next year, is who's going to get the job done up front. We have a couple starters on our offensive line, and we've got a few on our defensive line. So we just got to continue to develop and work hard and get this program back where it needs to be.
Final thoughts on the 69-18 win. Still a nice job at home, basically outscored by 1 point in the one loss at home. Other than that, a perfect home record here this season, and has been a friendly place for Indiana over the last couple of years. Final thoughts on tonight's game.
Yeah, you know, it wasn't the prettiest thing in the world, but I was happy with how we came out the second half. And, you know, it was all led by seniors in there, like, how do we want to be remembered? And coaches didn't have to say much. There wasn't any adjustments. It was, you know, go out and play a clean football game and take care of business. And they did that. So happy for the guys, you know, 5-4, good year.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for all your coverage. You do a great job. Appreciate everything you do for us.
Thank you, Coach. I really appreciate that as well. And we'll have more after this on 94.3 KNIA on the one to count on for today's local sports coverage.